Muslim leaders in the country have applauded the government's stance against homosexuality on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. They stress that any attempt to give in to pressure to legalize homosexuality will spell national catastrophe. The Muslim leaders added that homosexuality is un-Islamic and also undermines the country's cultural and moral values. Ibrahim Kwarteng has this feature on the Eid al-Adha.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah.
Eid al-Adha dates back some thousand years ago when Prophet Abraham, on whom be peace, upon the instructions of Allah, sent his only son, who Muslims believe is Ismail, and his wife Hajira to the deserts of Arabia, with no food and water to quench the thirst and hunger of mother and baby. Prophet Abraham had no other alternative but to submit to Allah to intercede in the provision of these basic necessities of life for mother and child, while he left them on the barren land with a heavy heart. But Allah, in his infinite wisdom and mercies, answered the call of Prophet Abraham when Hajira, upon searching desperately for water on the hills of Sarfa and Marwa for a thirsty Ishmael, miraculously saw a gushing spring with which to use to quench her son's thirst. This miraculous spring, now River Zamzam, has today become the major source of drinking water for the people of Mecca. Growing up, Ismail, who is referred to as Ishmael by Christians, devoted his entire life to the service of Allah. Indeed, he is credited with assisting his father Ibrahim put up Allah's first house of worship in Mecca, referred to as the Kaaba. The high point in father and son relations, which also brought to the fore the incredible exhibition of humility and supplication to the will of God, and which eventually established the celebration of Eid al-Adha as a very important ritual in the history of Islam, was on the occasion of Allah's command to Prophet Abraham to sacrifice his only son then. Though a difficult decision, Prophet Ibrahim, who never doubted the will of Allah, accepted it in good faith. But it is the ease with which Ismail received the news of his sacrifice from his father that is not only baffling but underscores the absolute faith and humility the young man had in Allah. The Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim mission, Maulvi Wahab Adam, tells us more of the significance of Ismail's action.
It shows the type of training, the moral and spiritual training he had had from the parents. Because, as you say, it's not easy. It's going to entail sacrifice, which means loss of one's life. And yet, the response was, go ahead, my father, and do as you've been commanded. And if Allah so pleases, will find me to be among those that are steadfast. So if the parents have been telling lies, and Ismail had been witnessing the tale of lies that the parents indulged in, he would have told them that, look, this is one of the lies that you have been indulging in. So I don't believe it, and I'm not prepared to subject myself to this type of ordeal. But because he knew that the parents are upright, very, very committed to the worship of God, very obedient to him, and whatever they said is what they did. When they told him, he was convinced that it should be the truth. What it tells Muslims is, first, the responsibility of parents to inculcate good moral conduct to their children. And second, if they do that, then it will be reflected in the conduct of the children, the way they behave towards the parents, the way they behave towards authority, the way they behave towards their teachers, the way they behave towards the elderly, the way they behave towards the command of God.
But there was another hurdle that Prophet Abraham had to confront. After he had tied his son with a rope and was ready to sacrifice him, there were devilish thoughts that seemed to impress on him to abort the sacrifice. But with his unflinching faith in Allah, Prophet Abraham would throw a stone to symbolically drive away such devilish thoughts anytime it occurred to him. And this particular event, which happened thousands of years ago, is reenacted in Mecca at the exact place of the incident by Muslims on Hajj. Dr. Anas Issa Edusei is a Muslim scholar. He tells us more about the reasons that led Prophet Ibrahim to throw those stones.
The stone throwing is one of the events which many people have misunderstood. When Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, it is said that his own inclinations as a human being, his sympathy for his son, the fear and the enormity of the deed of killing his own son, making it difficult for him to continue. So as a sign, as a symbol of his rejection of that aspect of his own thinking that tried to dissuade him from continuing with his noble goal, he threw a stone as if he was throwing it against Satan. The Muslim understanding is that Satan is not an entity that lives somewhere else, that comes to tempt man every now and then. But Satan is part of you. So that part of your mind that gives you bad suggestions and helpful suggestions to abandon noble goals is the Satan in you. So what Abraham did was to throw a stone as a sign of his rejection of those ideas that were being suggested from his own person.
Dr. Anas Musa, ending that report by Ibrahim Kwate.